Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Good morning, and thank you so much, Isaiah, for that warm, wonderful introduction. It's always a pleasure to have you introduce the show, Home-Based Business 101. Your number one, that's right, your number one home-based business show here on the Internet. Hey, it's Tuesday morning, and you know what that means. It's time for another edition of Mentoring for Free. Mentoring for Free. And the host of that show is Miss Regina Christian, and let's go on and introduce Regina. Hey, we're glad to have Regina Christian here with Mentoring for Free here on Home-Based Business 101, and today she's going to talk about the five pillars of a company, what you should consider before joining a network marketing company. This is very important. She has some information that help you be able to analyze and critique a company before you sign on the dotted line, give up your money, give up your time, and make that commitment. Because, you know, you definitely should assess what you're about to do as you do what you do. Hey, Regina, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great today, Baba Jahi. How are you?
All right, I'm doing fantastic. So today you're going to share with us how people can effectively evaluate a company before joining them. Am I correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, well, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you give us the information on how to effectively evaluate a company. And the information, the title of your show again today is
The Five Pillars of Success, and it's just sharing what I learned through the Mentoring for Free system. And first, I did want to share with the listeners that there is a 10-minute visual presentation available that I can point them to if they tend to be more visual than audio. And to get that, they can just contact me at 708-612-7037 or at reginaandrobert@gmail.com. So that's reginaandrobert@gmail.com. Now, to start, just want to open with, you know, I think that with the economy going the way it is and people just kind of knowing that there are better options, there isn't such a thing as job security anymore, more people than ever before are becoming attracted to network marketing. They're actually more open to taking a look at it. But some people still have some trepidation. They're still hesitating on, you know, whether the company is a scam, is it a pyramid. So they're thinking about it, but they still have some of those more old-school thoughts still ingrained in them. Now, some people, they might begin their network marketing careers, but have friends and family screaming at them, you know, it's a pyramid, it's a scam, you're wasting your time, it's a waste of money. So some network marketers, they've actually figured out a way to reassure themselves, those family members who are screaming at them that they're just wasting their time in a scam. They figured out a way to decrease their chances of choosing a company that really is an illegal pyramid or a scam, or even a company that may not be as loyal to you as you are to them. So are you ready to find out what people are doing, Baba Jahi, to increase their chances of success in network marketing?
Hey, sounds great to me, and I know our listening audience could really appreciate this information because, you know, the bottom line is when people – you know, make these choices and decisions. As, you know, I tell people all the time is before you put your money up, you need to know what you're going to put your money up to do, especially if it's going to cost you money to get involved. Make a, you know, a wise decision. So help us make that wise decision tonight.
Okay. Well, the model is called the Five Pillars. And in a nutshell, the five pillars are One, does the company have, does the company management have solid experience backed with unquestionable integrity? So a lot of people, they might be attracted to the newest, hottest thing, but if the people running that company have never, you know, done network marketing, but now they're, you know, building their own company, you know, and then also knowing how to read policies and procedures and knowing what the words in there mean. I know a lot of people get started without reading those policies and procedures. Some companies are so new that they might not even have policies and procedures yet. So that is something to look for. Have the people who are running the company, have they ever been in the field as a network marketer? That is something to look for. If they've been through that experience of, you know, having no-shows at an appointment, they invite people somewhere and they don't show up, they don't call. If they've never been through that, then they aren't really going to know what you're going through as you're helping them build their company. So that's the first thing to look for. The second is timing in the company, timing in the profession and making sure that it's a company that is following both national and global trends. Michael DeLohi's rule of thumb is at least 2 years. Some people like 5 years or longer, but Michael makes more money than them, so I'm going to go with his rule of thumb and go with a company that's been, you know, around for at least 2 years. His reasoning is within the first 2 years, if they're going to get sued, they will. If it's not going to work because the business model isn't working, it'll be within those first 2 years that that happens. So that's kind of another thing to look for, especially if someone is, you know, attracted to something that just started last week. The third pillar to look for are the products. Are the products or even the service. Some companies are service-oriented, but, you know, it's easier for a product-driven company to be seen as, you know, if there's a product to be, you know, bought, sold, purchased, consumed, it's easier for that to not be illegal than a service. It gets a little bit trickier, but there are ways of finding a five-pillar service-based company as well. But if you're talking about, you know, products, you know, you want products that people are actually going to want. And you also want products that are priced where, you know, some companies, they might have a $200 bottle or case of something, but then they might offer a discount plan if you sign up to be a member or so. So one of the questions to ask is, would I buy this product at retail price if there wasn't an income opportunity attached? If it's price to the market where the average person can buy it without being a member, then you'll probably be able to sell it to the average person without having to push the business opportunity on them. So, you know, we've been taught that, you know, a loyal customer who's just going to, you know, be ordering month after month after month is just as good as someone who wants to do the business with you too. Because someone can do the business and then get discouraged and drop out, but a customer has no reason to get discouraged if they're loving their products. So that's the third pillar to look for, products that people will buy without a compensation plan attached. The fourth pillar is the compensation plan itself. Does it reward the top builders as well as fairly rewarding the part-time person? So like myself, I'm still working full-time. I'm building my business part-time. And you know, there is enough money coming in where I'm not feeling like, you know, if I don't get enough yeses or as many yeses as I would like, well, I'll just give up and drop out. Some companies are like that. You know, if someone really does want a part-time income, some companies are built to where that can happen. But if people are thinking, well, I can't build this business without quitting my job first, and they can't afford to quit their job first, then maybe that comp plan is not the best for everyone. If you know, if the big bucks don't start rolling in until you either quit your job or you have to be unemployed to build it, to have the time to build it, then that's something to look for. You know, can the average person who will be building their business evenings, weekends, lunch breaks, will they be able to see a check every month or even every week as a result of their efforts? So that would be the fourth pillar to look for, the compensation plan. And the fifth and final pillar is a proven system. Usually it isn't the company itself that has the system, but there might be a group within that company that has a simple, proven, duplicatable system that allows the part-time business builder to create a significant income and then the full-time people creating an extraordinary income. So, and I believe Success in 10 Steps, it does mention that it usually isn't the company, or at least the corporate part of the company, but look for the teams who are doing well and, you know, ask them. You could either ask the very top of those teams. You could ask, you know, a few generations below that, because if they're doing it well and doing it correctly, everything should be duplicatable. You know, whether it's the first person up or the 20th generation deep, it should be simple enough where everyone is duplicating, and that's why, you know, you would see, you know, so many people from the same team walking across the stage every year. So that's the fifth pillar, something simple, proven, duplicatable, and the average person can do well at it. So those are the five pillars in a nutshell, and did want to remind the listeners that in addition to what, you know, I just briefly described, there is more information, more detailed information on what a five-pillar company is and how to find out if you're in one. The first resource is the Success in 10 Steps free ebook that people can get by either calling or emailing me. There's a free audio training. It's about an hour long. You can listen to it in your car or whenever you do your personal development listening. But there is a five pillars audio training. And, again, there is that 10-minute or so visual training for the people who kind of need to see it as opposed to just listening to it. And I can share, you know, any of these resources with people when they contact me for, you know, for the information. So, Baba Jahi, are there any questions on any of that?
Yeah, what we want to do is, you know, we've got about another 5 to 7 minutes where we can dialogue around the information that you just shared with the listening audience. And one of the things, you know, that I want to, you know, to raise as a question, again, as you said, you know, a lot of times people, they sign up for these companies and people tell them, you know, hey, you know, you can work 4 to 6 to 8 to maybe 10 hours a week part time, and you'll see such and such results. And as you were saying, as I was listening to you, that, you know, people need to be able to have some kind of evaluation tool to determine whether or not, you know, if they put in that amount of hours, is there a reward, you know, at the end of the chain, or do I need to really quit my job and be able to be available for 40 hours a week, even though I was sold on the concept that I could do this part-time. So if you could elaborate on that a little bit more in terms of how people, you know, can evaluate and, you know, make that determination.
Yes. What I've been taught, you know, by fellow network marketers and other companies and even other master trainers of network marketing, that the network marketing model is designed to be billed anywhere from 5 to 20 hours a week, depending on the person's schedule, depending on what they're doing, how they're doing it. Some people might have 20 hours in addition to what they're doing, you know, full-time. You know, I think you refer to it as their W-2 job. But most people only have about 5 to 10 hours a week. And many who are successful in network marketing, they built that initial income to where they could quit the W-2 job in those first 5 to 10 hours a week. And then once they were able to quit the W-2 job, you know, then they could do more with that extra 10 to 20 hours, or maybe they just stayed at the 10-hour schedule. But, you know, from what I've been taught, it's designed to be a 5 to 10, maybe 15 or 20 if you have that kind of time. But if you don't, that shouldn't be a bad thing. You know, it should be to where if you have 5 to 10 extra hours a week, you should be able to create at least enough to, you know, pay a few bills, if not replace your day job income.
Okay, so in other words, if you put in a certain minimum amount of time, that you should be able to develop a revenue stream. Now, when we say that 5 to 10 hours a week, if you can take about 2 to 3 minutes to just talk about what should people do doing that 5 to 10 hours a week in a generic sense, because, I mean, you know, all companies got different products and stuff, but, I mean, you know, we can say, okay, well, hey, if you could commit 5 to 10 hours a week, you know, doing the 5 to 10 hours a week, walk us through what you do.
Well, if you take the slight edge philosophy, because, I mean, some people can be really consistent doing the wrong things, so you do really need to focus that amount of time on things that are going to help you grow your business. Some people still need the personal development to help grow their businesses, but personal development by itself won't help you make money right now. You know, so, I mean, I don't want to step on any toes when I say that, but, you know, it is something that I've come to realize by people who have done it before have taught me. There is a time for personal development.
Hold up, one point. So what you're saying is do that 5 to 10 hours a week, you can't spend that whole 5 to 10 hours a week reading books.
Well, you can, but don't get discouraged if the checks aren't coming in.
Okay. All right, go ahead. You can continue. I'm just saying that, you know, that it's important to read books, but if you're trying to make money, you got to balance it out so that you don't spend, you know, I mean, because you'll have some people that are joining the company and they'll say, well, I'm reading the materials.
Right.
You know, but they're not talking to anybody. So that was the point I was trying, you know, to get at. But go ahead. Go back to, you know, what you do for your 5 to 10 hours a week. Part is personal development and, you know, go on and cue us in on what else you do.
Let's see. Between several different successful network marketers, I'm talking, you know, people making that 5 to 6 figures a month. Depending on the company, you know, your job, well, no matter the company, a network marketer's job is to get their prospect to make a decision on whether they want to do the business or be a customer of the product or service. So any activity that gets the prospect to get closer to that decision, to actually make that decision, that's where your work should be focused on. So now it's going to be different from company to company. It's going to be different for different types of people within the same company. And when we record the college training, I'll get into that a little bit more, but not everyone can do the same thing, even if they're in the same company and, you know, selling the same product or service. But the primary job of a network marketer is to make a decision or to get the prospect to make a decision on whether they're going to do the business or purchase the product. And, yes, some personal development, some training is needed to do that better, to be able to master that. But you can have someone with no personal development. They're not listening to any CDs. They're not reading any books. But they know how to ask the right questions to the right people. And their money is coming in, and you know, again, nothing wrong with personal development. Some people really need that time because you have no idea what they've been through before they joined you to do your business with you. But, you know, some people need more than others, and you do have to kind of give them that time that they need to get to where they need to be. But at some point, you know, you have to get working, and that's kind of where the upline comes in. They should be able to guide you on what types of activities you can do, kind of tailor it to what, you know, your preferences are, what your personality is, what you're comfortable with. Because you don't want to get people, you know, making decisions and you're not comfortable with it. They're going to pick up on that, and maybe they might want to, but they didn't like the way you did it. And that's where you're going to have to go back, reevaluate, get, you know, sharpen the skills a bit. But, you know, focus on getting the prospect to make a decision one way or the other.
Yeah, that, what you're saying, you know, makes so much sense. I mean, because, you know, the thing is that if we don't do that, if we don't lead them to a point where they can make a decision, and then we can't get an end result. I mean, and then the other point that you made, something that I share with people at times, you can be ignorance on fire. What I mean by ignorance on fire is that you're just excited and you just want to, you point people and you get them to see the presentation, understand the product, and make a decision. Or you can be knowledge on ice. And what I mean by knowledge on ice, you can know everything and studied it 10 and 15 times, but you can't get anybody to make a decision.
Right.
And if you can't get anybody to make a decision whether to become a business partner or use the product, you don't make any money. And you
Correct.
Have a lot of people who are knowledge on ice, and then you have some people who are ignorance on fire, and people be saying, well, how does that person, they just be burning it up, and you say, but I know more than them. But they're doing, you know, and so it really works out to having a balance in your approach. Is what I'm hearing you saying is that you personal development is important, but you can't spend so much time in personal development that you never do a presentation.
All right.
Okay. Hey, you've been sharing a lot. Any closing comments as we wrap up for today's segment?
Yes, I just wanted to thank such mentors as Tom Bigel Schreider, Ken Dunn, Michael Delohi, Jerry Clark even, you know, mainly for the colors and knowing how to work with different people in different systems. But, you know, I've just been listening to so many people and learning from so many people, and some are in my company and some aren't. And, you know, that's one of the things I like about, you know, both my company and Mentoring for Free. We're open to learning from anybody. And, you know, we invite people to, you know, come learn from us, exchange information with each other. We're open to learning from you. I mean, we just, you know, it's more of information and advice exchange. It isn't you do what we tell you to do, because, you know, we might have people more experienced than us, you know, getting the ebook from us just to make sure they're on the right track. Are they coaching their teams on the right track? Is their company as loyal to them as they are to it? So, you know, there's just, you know, people that I'll always have much gratitude for and never have quite the right word to tell them. But, you know, that is the kind of community this is. So, you know, people have gotten something from this session, and I look forward to hearing from them, talking to them, introducing them to the people that have taught me what I know. And with that, I'll turn it back over to you.
Hey, you know, that is so powerful what you said, because we all in this together. I mean, and the thing is that it's about, as Mark Yarnell talks about, is giving credibility to the industry. The industry is the industry of network marketing. And for those of you out there that are listening, it's more than just, you know, pushing one product over the other product. Our concern, again, here on Home Based Business 101 is about how do we help people that are involved in the industry. And that's why we're glad to have Regina here on with the Mentoring for Free program, because that the whole purpose of that is to really help people be able to get assistance and help so that whatever it is that you're marketing, that you can get the vital tools, information that can help you be successful in this industry. And, you know, again, I'm a big Mark Yarnell fan. And so but one of the things he talks about is that he don't like the industry getting a black eye. And that's why, you know, I like the Mentoring for Free system, because the whole system is designed to make sure that you get valuable information to help you make intelligent decisions so that you can take advantage of the greatest marketing opportunity in America as we live and exist today, which is network marketing. I mean, it is the greatest opportunity, bar none. Regina, I need you as we're wrapping up. Our time is winding down. Give out your contact information again for people that have been chiming in today. And, again, we thank you for the valuable information you shared with people today about how to choose a company, understanding the five pillars. So give out your contact information again as we wrap up today's segment.
Again, my phone number is 708-612-7037. Again, that's 708-612-7037. Or they can email me at reginaandrobert@gmail.com. That's reginaandrobert@gmail.com.
Hey, we want to thank you for being on the show today, and it's always been a pleasure as you share with people the skills and the tools and just helping them learn how to get mentored for free. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Wabajahi.
Okay, that was Regina Christian with us this morning, throwing down on Home-Based Business 101, the Mentoring for Free system. And, hey, I hope you took copious notes. Again, you can go back and listen to this in the archives when you get a chance. And, you know, Ms. Christian shared some very, very valuable points. You're listening to the Home-Based Business 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. Home-Based Business 101 is the number one home-based business show here on the Internet. And we want to thank all of those listeners out there who have been so kind enough to come and listen to one of our shows since our inception. And we've grown a lot over the couple years that we've been on here. We've been on here now since November of 2007. Yes, we started on November the 3rd, 2007. And 18,070 people have listened to a show here on Home-Based Business 101. So, you know, again, this is listener-supported radio, and we want to thank you, the listening audience, for tuning in to our show. Now, let me share with you as we close out today's show. Make sure you tune in Thursday night at 9 o'clock for Mall Call. We're going to be doing some sharing some exciting information about the free mall, which now is going to be turning into, after the August the 23rd, a free business that we will be giving away. That's right. It's being upgraded from just a shopping mall to a free business where you get cash back and 30% commission. And so we're going to be highlighting some of that information this Thursday night at 9 o'clock right here. Same station, same dial, same place on the Internet. So make sure you tune in with us this Thursday night and do that so that you can learn about a free business that you can get that also can become a tax shelter for you. And that's going to do it for this segment of Home-Based Business 101. And, again, on behalf of all of our show hosts, we want to thank you for tuning in. And you know what it is. It's my time. That's right. My time, your time, our time. And close out with our theme song, It's My Time.
Oh, there's a feeling inside. We hope you enjoyed the Success Songs original composition. For music and words that create powerful moments in your day, go to success.